ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP Chicago. Did you miss some Carmen and Yurko? You don't have to miss anything. Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah. Thanks to our guests today, Porter Moser, the head coach at Loyola, and Paul Konerko. It was fun catching up with PK. Don't forget our biggest name drop contest continues all week. Our show, Waddle and Sylvie, Cap and Company. If you know somebody famous, get them to call in. Rudy Rudiger was on with the boys yesterday. Winner's going to get a $500 online gift card to the great folks at Meats by Lynn's at eatangus.com. They have a number of high-quality protein packs to choose from. Steaks, pork, ground beef, you name it, they've got it. Plus a $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne, Chicago's hometown racecourse, Hawthorne Racecourse. Visit clubhawthorneapp.com. Thanks to Randy Merkin and Chris Bleck, our great producers. And Crosstalk is brought to you by Hawthorne. With sports betting on lockdown, fans are returning to America's original sport, horse racing. Download the Club Hawthorne app. Wager on races from around the world at clubhawthorneapp.com.
We've been told by one listener to expect a phone call. I won't tell you from who, but it's one of Yurko's favorite movie lines this person uses.
Wow. Al Pacino's calling.
Oh, no. Jack Black's coming on. The great Nacho Libre.
Nacho.
The comedy of the century.
Because Yurko loves the line, bad man.
There's many lines he likes, though. So,
Let's see, when he delivered one of Yurko's favorite movies.
Yes, and still uses to this day. That's all I'll give.
Wow. I'm one big movie line, man. I'm nonstop.
Danny, you know, said that the contest is underway and didn't even recognize we had Rudy on yesterday.
Yeah, I knew that. I've had people reach out to me and they keep saying, I know this person. Believe it or not, I know this person, and I'm trying to. But he's going to call in, but nothing's happened yet.
You have till Friday. Yeah. So you have till Friday.
Right. And I mean some really big names.
Big names. Huge names.
What do they have to do these days, these guys?
Well, maybe they think. I don't know.
They're in isolation, too.
I know.
All they got is time now.
Yeah. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're not doing things.
What do you mean, doing what? You waddle. It is up to them, too, to stay at home.
Maybe they're on an island somewhere, yeah, and they're, you know, just laying on a beach in a very private environment.
They're producing Zoom material.
Maybe.
There you go.
Now you've piqued my interest, too, about who delivered this line. That could be called
one of my favorite lines.
That Yurko uses still on shows.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh.
Is it the little catcher? Is it the little catcher coming on?
I don't know.
That guy's infamous.
The catcher from
There's Sam just rumors. Ooh. There's rumors. I don't know.
All right, there's rumors. There's a lot of rumors out there. I keep telling people, if you got somebody, get them to call. That's the point.
There you go. Tweet people. That's how we used to do it back in the day when Twitter was in its infancy. People would just tweet at people. Like Ocho Cinco used to be the most accessible guy. Remember? Yeah. That's how.
Ocho,
can you call in? Yeah. Or someone call, you know?
Yeah.
Someone on my on Instagram who follows me. His friend supposedly knows Mahomes well.
Really?
Ooh. So, like, if we could get Patrick Mahomes to call.
6 degrees of separation going on. Like, in the infancy of
we'd have a good team cry if he called.
Yeah. People still get very offended. Waddle, I retweeted the picture of him outside Chicago Cut celebrating the 8-year anniversary with his girlfriend. And, you know, I don't have to say anything. I don't have to mention the Bears. I don't have to mention Ryan Pace.
Let it go.
It's don't you understand? No one thought Mahomes would be this good. Everyone had Mitch number one.
Yeah, don't you know Mike Mayock didn't think he was going to be this good?
Can't you just sometimes laugh? Can't we just say?
Well, but you just gave me the explanation for why I say it's still you're capable of trading him. If everyone thought he was, you know, Mitch was number one on the board 3 or 4 years ago, why can't he still be a viable commodity for you?
Because of the 3 years that you've watched him play football.
Yeah.
That would be the reason.
Good point.
The 3 years with the tape.
So if Mahomes calls in, obviously that's like the creme de la creme.
Oh, my God.
Are guys
oh, my God. That was a little excessive.
Have guys that have been on your show before kind of not eligible for this? Like, who's the
Well, they had Gronk on.
No, what about the Italian comedian that was in the
Sebastian. Oh, no, if you get Sebastian, if you get Maniscalco to call in now.
He's big time.
Yeah, I mean, even though he's been a guest in the past.
That's what I'm worried. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. I think it counts. I'm not the judge, so I don't, you know.
I still think that counts.
What do you think that he's, I mean, is he working on material as he's sitting at home?
Probably.
I know
Pat McGann is actually sending videos.
Pat's very funny during all this.
Pat is funny.
We've reached out to Maniscalco through an intermediary to try to get him on. We have not gotten a response back.
Here's what I don't think would count. Like, Caliendo. We know Frank too well.
Frank, both apples from the same bunch. What's going on?
Would Frank count?
Why would he count?
Well, wait, if like Joe from Cicero is friends with him and he says, hey, there's some sort of a contest going on, do you mind calling in now?
Like, I text with Frank. I mean, isn't it a little too...
Well, look at you name dropping.
What do you want?
Michael Wilbon, 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Right, I mean, right. Like, Michael Wilbon doesn't count.
No, of course not. Wilbon. But I think Caliendo...
Did you guys see Caliendo's spoof of the Irishman trailer?
Yes, Irishman.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good.
There's a few guys on Twitter right now is flexing their muscle that they are really good.
Thank God.
Like distractions.
We need it, don't we?
Yes.
It's been hilarious.
So, yeah, I mean, tweet people, get in their grill and tell them to call. The phone number that you got to put in. Get in their grill.
Get in their grill, yeah.
Social media wise. And 332-3776, 312-332-ESPN.
I think it's a good question, though. I mean, when whoever's determining the winner, like if it is somebody who you do have a relationship, you know, as a show, I think that's an interesting conversation, Carm.
Yeah, I wonder how Mike Thomas, the boss, would view that. We should just have Caliendo call in as like De Niro.
But do you win
that?
We
should do a De Niro off, like, the two of us at the same time. His is a lot better than mine.
Yeah, how do you even put yourself in the same stage?
I did one on Twitter last week. It was pretty good.
I didn't see
you
it.
You should see me and Brady throw the in route.
Yeah, exactly.
Brady and I really throw the in route pretty well.
It was pretty good. Do you know that the morning of the national championship game a year ago, Merkin had Mahomes on the phone.
I know.
But he said, it's all about the kids. I can't really.
Waddle, do it. I don't know what you're talking about, Carmen.
if he calls in, if Mahomes calls
no,
in.
No, I'm not giving
he
you
has to do it.
No,
why?
No.
Just say Pat.
No.
Why?
That's disrespectful.
Because like Caliendo and Gruden have now formed this great relationship.
Yeah, they're like best friends.
Maybe Waddle is the new guy with Mahomes, and they travel around the country.
Maybe.
Caliendo does this, you know, this is what he does. Right. I don't do that.
Take pictures of each other.
Why not?
It was just so funny that to celebrate their 8th anniversary, the girlfriend who tweeted it out, and then Pat Mahomes retweeted it. Like the one in all the eight years they've been together, the one picture that she chose to send out there celebrating their 8 years together was the one in Chicago.
Outside
of Chicago Cup.
Can you believe
that?
Take
that.
It's like a kick in the you know
no,
what.
No, and I won't let it go, and I'm having fun with it, and you should too.
Yeah.
Even if you are, but, and people.
Just deal with it.
The best Waddle is when I get the people yelling at me, and in their avatar is a picture of Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
who's got Mitch Trubisky as their avatar?
Dude, you still have a Mitch Trubisky avatar.
Go out and get some help for crying out loud. Mitch Trubisky is your avatar on Twitter?
Tell that guy take that. Tell him, take that. Take that.
I mean, is that a cap burner account? It's got to be. Or Pace.
Another one?
It's a Pace burner account. Like, who can have Trubisky as their avatar? What is this, his dad? I mean, like, who would have that?
His dad. What? It's Rex Grossman's dad,
the eye doctor. I mean, like, what? I mean,
I'm telling you, it's an illness.
Which quarterback derby sums up being a Bears fan more? Is it Walsh against Kramer? Is it Rex against Orton? Or is it right now what we've got, Trubisky against Foles?
I don't know. Foles might be a lot better, guys. I don't know.
Sums up being a Bears fan.
Chicago Bears problems. This is what we deal with.
How about the NFL came out today and said that the schedule won't come out till I think like May 9th, but they are planning on and I wouldn't expect anything else. They're planning on having a full season.
That's they're planning on that, about. And we talked about the breaking news about an hour ago that they have added the playoff teams. And
yeah,
you know, like Black tried to play devil's advocate a little, and I get it, and people are going to be worried, well, too many 8-8 teams or 7-9. In fairness, the data will tell you that only one team since 1990 when they expanded under the 14-team format would have ever been under 500. So the chances of a 7-9 team getting in, I mean, you're talking about a true outlier. I wouldn't worry right. about it too much. Now, 8-8's going to happen. It is. That's going to happen a little bit more frequently. Now, we're also going to change the schedule here in general. We're going to add a game. We're going to go to a 17th game. But,
the Bears get in under Lovie keeps sure. his job.
Right.
They at might. 10-6.
They might. Yeah. Or they definitely. At
yeah,
10
they're
six.
In.
And there might have been another year that they might have
there
made
were two
too.
Years, I believe, the Bears were 10-6 in the
There could have been a 9-7 year where they would have qualified.
Okay.
Actually,
is that what it is?
But, to me, it makes the last couple of weeks much more important. Because the number one seed, like Yerk said, is now everything. It is so important. And I just, like, why is more football in January a bad thing? Could we get some lopsided games? We get lopsided games now.
Right.
I mean, it might happen, but it's more to watch. It's more to wager on. Like, I don't mind it. I'm all in. You want to go to 14? Do it. And let's be thankful about it.
I think you adjust things when you've got a problem with something. So that's the argument on the other side, is if it ain't broke, why are you looking to try and tweak it? And I think that the NFL schedule, for whatever reason, and obviously I've got a football bias, but I thought 16 games was perfect. I didn't feel the need for a 17th game. That's coming. And I thought 12 out of 32 playoff teams was a nice balance, making the regular season very, very important.
By the way, did you guys ever hear Jay Williams talk about his idea for the NBA? Did you play that?
We played it yesterday.
About him on the cruise ship.
On the cruise ship.
And that there would be an Eastern Conference cruise ship.
And a Western Conference.
I mean, like, and we're calling that quarantine brain.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
We want people to call in with, now's the time, the quarantine brain. Call in with your goofiest sports idea, and it could either A, be brilliant, or if we laugh at you, you can blame quarantine brain. Awesome. So it's a win-win for everybody. I love it. I say that this year in baseball, redo the divisions just for this year. Put the Cubs and Sox in the same division.
That's quarantine brain.
Why? Geographical divisions. Mets, Red Sox, Yankees, same division.
And
Reds,
then how do you do the playoffs?
Indians, same division. All you're doing is realigning divisions for this one year to make them geographically closer. And now all of a sudden the Cubs and Sox are playing in the same division for one year.
But they couldn't meet in the playoffs until the World Series?
No, they could. It would just be like normal.
How would you do that?
Who cares?
You don't have American
we'll figure
League.
It out.
Who cares?
Wow.
Who cares?
Figure it out as we go.
Take that. Yeah. I do think you're
He's afraid of the Reds, Carm. It's simple. He's afraid of the Reds.
Cincinnati Reds.
The Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the White Sox, and maybe the Twins all in the same division.
Carm, are you pining for in a regular season without the corona hysteria and issues? Would you be a fan of realigning and having your baseball team and Sylvie's baseball team in the same division?
No, I would
I'm not
be
either.
Up for that one.
I have this romantic thought that at some point the Cubs and the White Sox could meet in the World Series.
Yeah, I still like American League, National League. But I don't think there should be any extra innings.
18 games that really mean something, that aren't fake games. And then you want a rivalry, let's do the rivalry.
But it's
and then
a
now you've got
I mean,
now you got Dodgers Angels same division, you've got Mets and Yankees same division. It's not just us here.
I know.
The
but
Brewers
it's still
and White Sox are back in the same division like it used to be in the American League.
In the old days, yeah. But I don't you're
just
not really
goodbye
building.
To romance.
You're
sports romance, you're waving goodbye to it.
Would you watch more baseball if the Cubs and Sox played each other more?
Well, that's true.
That's what it's about, yes?
You'd get more of the city into that.
Didn't we used to play six times a game and six times a year and we thought it was too much?
Well, sometimes it would be. It's still there is still a chance. I think it is six.
It could be four or six, but they don't mean as much because they're not division or league games, I guess.
But like you would get 18 against the Cardinals, 18 against the Brewers, 18 against the White Sox and Cubs.
Yeah, but I think the point is that 18 games against the White Sox and the Cubs might shut the city down and leave it non-productive for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Well, wasn't that part of like why they only play four times now?
I don't know. Is that right?
No, I think it was that. Yeah, people for a night game tailgating at 7 in the morning, getting hammered up to the bejesus.
And all
can't
liquored
control
up.
Themselves. Yeah.
What?
Fisticuffs.
So, like,
what's up on the show, boys?
Bring us your best quarantine brain stuff.
I like it, quarantine.
Anything. Like, now's the time. We always, throughout the years, have taken calls about new rules for baseball, new rules for football, new rules for basketball. Now's the quarantine brain's working. So, no matter how crazy your sports idea may be, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We have a lot. The Last Dance is out early as ESPN has become a hero. This is great for everybody. We'll talk about that. Bob Tewksbury. Do you know who Bob Tewksbury is?
I feel like I do. Why do I know that name?
Yurko, you know Bob Tewksbury, don't you?
Sure, he used to be a pitcher, right?
Right. So he pitched for the Cardinals at a cup of coffee with the Cubs. He is now the Cubs' mental skills coach.
Oh,
so we're going to pick his brain for not just athletes, but
Sylvie needs to pick me up.
I do. I think a lot of people do. Where we're
like
sitting
a psychological
at home.
Pick me
yeah,
up,
we yeah. need. How do you get through this mentally? Yeah. Like, it's not just that we're worried about we're going to get sick, but we're like it's tough to get through these dog days.
We still have a long haul.
Brian Urlacher at 5. We've got Would You Rather. Get your entries in today. And again, the contest going on. The biggest name drop. If you know somebody who we would have fun interviewing, someone famous, have them call the show at 312-332-3776. You have till the end of the day on Friday.
All right, Waddle and Sylvie are next. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Sylvie, hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. Whether you're working at home, whether things are a little bit tougher, it is for almost everybody in our country. And kudos to everyone getting through this, all the very important people.
Week three of staying at home for me.
Yes. This is what, day 12 for you?
Yes. 12? Day 12 of the work schedule, for sure, yes.
What Carmen has compared it to the president, where the president and vice president in crisis times cannot be together. Like, if
that's
one
true.
Goes down, the other one must be available.
We have to fly on separate airplanes.
So, I mean, if there was ever, like, some sort of a comparison that doesn't hold any water, it's this.
Correct.
But this way, if one person goes down, the other person is away from...
So
the show can go on.
Yeah, the show's got to go on. You can't. The show cannot not go on.
I'm
comfortable. I don't know what to tell you. I've gotten used to my new surroundings.
You should. Yeah, look, I think this is a new normal for a lot of people. I think you should want to do the show from home.
In the event that happens, though, I feel like our backup plan of 12 hours of Waddle and Yurko on the air simultaneously, nonstop, is maybe not... the best.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that's a lot of hours of you two having to carry the station.
Oh, don't make people root for that. No, I think more people would root for that than not, Meller. I think people would love that, hearing 12 straight hours of the Good Kid and Waddle driving shows.
Maybe you and Freddie could, you know, do the 4-hour shift in between. We'll go
four. We're in the studio, though.
And then Abdallah and Bleck could step in.
We're in the station, though. We're exposed.
That's the problem. Once one person goes down here, we're all out.
Yeah. Then it's Yurko and Waddle.
Because we're
Yurko
and Waddle.
It's a radio-a-thon, okay? Well, we're here to serve the people, and we're also here to, you know, to keep the lights on. That's all.
That's it. That's it. And look, whatever time you have for us these days, if you have bigger fish to fry, yeah. But we understand that everyone is going through so much and there are so many more important things to do. But we think it's also important for people to get their brains off of it, to keep some sort of normal, even if it's for 5 minutes. Yeah. And you tune in and you have some fun. You try to smile along the way. We're trying to put on some of our favorite guests, do some of our favorite things.
We're going to do that today at 5 o'clock, too.
Yeah, and Brian Urlacher at 5.
Right.
And there's still a lot of news going on. We're still trying to figure out everything. Like, today it did go official with the NFL adding these playoff teams. And Waddle, I've been very pro-playoffs, extra team. I think more playoffs, more better. But I did have that thought yesterday on the treadmill. Breathing very hard at the time, thinking...
Well, like, you're not supposed to eat while you're running.
Well, right, I know. A Twinkie on the treadmill is always sort of fun. But I'll
take your word for it.
I was thinking like you for a second, and I was saying, you are what you are doing, even though I love more playoffs more better. You are rewarding the seventh team, and you are penalizing the second team.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, in the grand scheme of this, while you are putting the number one seed on a higher level because now they're the only one with a bye, you are penalizing the team with the second most wins, and you are awarding the team with the seventh most wins.
Well, and there is some inequality that exists naturally. Like, you know, the Patriots were a great team, but they always played in the crappy AFC East.
Right.
So there was a built-in kind of advantage in some ways, and not to minimize the Patriots going to 10 Super Bowls or however many it was and winning six of them. But I'm just saying, like, there's already some in inequity. So a team could actually, because they play in a tougher division, but be a better team than the Patriots, end up with the second seed instead of the first seed that the Patriots get because they played in a weaker division.
Sure. Like, think about, I mean, where the Bulls are on top of mind with the dynasty stuff. Think about what Jordan and Pippen had to overcome. Like, Jordan and Pippen played in the same division as the Bad Boys. Mm-hmm. They played in the same division as those really good Cleveland Cavalier teams with Brad Doherty and Mark Price and Larry Nance and Craig Elo and on and on. And then the Pacers were always good eventually when Reggie Miller would come. They would have to not only win championships, but to get to where they were with the number one seed and being the best team in the East. Those were the teams they were playing the most in the division.
Right.
The Patriots are the opposite of that. They would play the easiest schedule of the year built in.
Look, I have in a lot of ways, I've consented to your thinking of more football, more better. But I do think that the NFL, for whatever reason, by luck or by skill, however they got to where they got to, 32 teams, 12 get in via the postseason. To me, that's an excellent ratio, and I'm not going to rage against an extra wild card game or two, but I don't think it wasn't necessary. You're not making it better for me. It's not better. There's just more volume.
I do think, though, you know, from the league standpoint, you're right, Sylvie. It definitely does hurt the number two seed in this scenario. But from the league standpoint, if you look across, you say this: there's a high probability that this makes the final week of the season much more meaningful. And, you know, there's a reason why people who play fantasy football, you don't have your championship in the last week, because all the time you're waiting for guys to rest their players because they've already locked up a bye. Whereas now going forward, there's a much higher likelihood that the better teams in the last week will be playing their better players because they do want to search out that last bye.
But you're assuming then that there is no urgency at the end of the season. There's already urgency.
No. But the final week, specifically that very last week, week 17.
But you may also still have you already have, even if you don't have, you know, if you haven't had the additional playoff team, you still have scenarios where there is competition that is still in, and there are things to be earned.
But now maybe there's more because of, like Meller said, there's competition for that seventh spot and there's competition for the number one seed, meaning week 17 and eventually week 18, there are going to be games that teams are not taking a knee on. I get what he's saying too.
But obviously you're adding to it. There's more volume to it. So there's obviously going to be more quote unquote competition. I'm telling you, it's not as if every game is meaningless in week 16 to begin with.
Right. No, I get that.
There's already stuff.
But there's a lot of times where a team will rest its players in week 17. Then they get the bye in the first week of the playoffs. And then they're coming into that first game with 3 weeks off. And now maybe you will have the best of the best. Drew Brees will have to play that final week.
Right, and you may also find yourself in the postseason with fewer stars because they get banged up in the final week of the season.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's
absolutely loopholes in all this. 312-332-3776. Mark wanted to talk about some sports rules. Mark in Lincoln Park, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on, Waddle and Sylvie? How are you guys doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Doing all right, Mark.
All right. Hey, I threw this idea out a week and a half ago. I think Zetterman shot me down, but Miller's let me on. So baseball, let's cut it to a 7-inning game and double up every opportunity we can. So double headers on best of 3 series, you get 2 double headers and a 1 game the next day. If it's a four-game series, do both doubleheaders. Just keep hammering them out. The only hard part to figure out is for season ticket holders like us, how we are, is it game in, game out? You know, you just clear the stadium and bring everybody back into the second game. Just thoughts. You guys wanted them.
So you're saying a three-game series is always you play three games in 2 days.
Exactly. And only, but we're going to shorten it to seven innings.
Right.
We won't burn out the pitchers.
That's what a lot. I don't know I don't think, Waddle, that that's how many doubleheaders there will be. I think they're going to use these doubleheaders, but not like three times a week.
I think you're taxing everyday players to the point where you may be exposing them to injury. Look, it's not football, but it's baseball. I don't know when we're trying to, what would be the purpose of that? So that people get more baseball?
Yeah, so there are more games to decide, you know, because baseball's always been about a marathon, and the longer you can make the race, the better.
But don't you think if you're playing two doubleheaders in every three-game set that you're going to get some sloppy, crappy baseball?
Yeah, you know what? Nowadays, whenever you do have a doubleheader because they're always like a makeup game, what you'll see is very infrequently will you have more than one or maybe two players
right.
who actually play in both games, who start sure. in both games.
The catchers, think about the impact on the catchers.
Oh, yeah, forget it.
You know, catchers never play both ends.
And think of this as well. The ultimate goal for all these guys is to win a championship. And however that playoff system will eventually be designed, you're compromising guys playing in a fashion the way that he just described.
Kevin's in Tinley. Hey, Kev, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, for Major League Baseball as well. Why don't we eliminate extra innings? Why don't we go like hockey style? And during BP, manager picks three guys. They get one out each, do a home run derby before the game. And whoever has the most home runs, you know, just getting one out each before the game, you get butts in the seats early. You get eliminated, no extra innings. Whoever has the most home runs by the ninth inning, if you guys are tied, that team wins. It also changes up, you know, the manager's thinking in the ninth inning if they're down by one or if they're tied.
Because they already know the tiebreaker before the
right.
game.
Right, and then you get butts in the seats earlier in the game. You get people there earlier, get to see that part of it. You know, stuff like that.
I don't mind it. I don't mind that, Waddle. I mean, I know you'll probably think it's crazy. I'm cool
it's
with
the
ties.
It's not crazy. If you want to call it a tie, fine. I'm not going to rage against it. I mean, look, there's very little I'm going to rage against at this point because we are in an unseen territory at this moment. But I'd like to keep things as normal as you possibly can. I don't think there's any need to go over the top trying to trick things up. Try to get this as competitive and as entertaining as possible to please the fans. I just don't know. I don't know that this is you need all these extra bells and whistles. We just need a season at this point.
Right, but people say if you are going to experiment, this is the year, like the NBA could do. I want to expand on that coming up. 312-332-3776. If you did miss the Jay Williams sound, that's glorious. We'll play that and sort of laugh. And we love Jay Will, but it was one of the goofiest corona brain or quarantine brain things out there. Also, don't forget, we've got the biggest guest, the biggest name drop competition going on. If you know someone, if you want to tweet at someone, whoever gets the biggest celebrity on by Friday on any of the shows, just for a couple of minutes, you'll win this big prize pack with meat and gambling vouchers. Phone number you need to remember is 312-332-3776.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
You.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Are connected.
It's not about who you know.
You know people.
Who would you say is the most famous person in your phone?
You know people who are known. Can you get them to call us?
I enjoy American football. I've actually dated a player once, but he wasn't my type, so I set him up with my friend Giselle.
ESPN 1000's biggest name drop. The bigger the name.
I'd say we're dropping names three at a time.
The bigger the prize. Which celebrity can you get to call us?
That's right, and I do believe, Waddle, we have someone on the line that is okay. A pretty big damn name. And this could be the front runner to win the meat and the gambling vouchers. He is an actor. He is a movie star. He does voices. He's a comedian. He's produced. Hank Azaria is on the line and joins Waddle and Sylvie. Hi, Hank.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm all right. You know, this is what it's come to for me. I'm sitting around like we all are and looking at social media and going, hey, why not try to win a guy a steak and stuff? This is where my career has delivered me.
Well, and Hank, that's where we are right now. We're begging for celebrities to call us, to entertain us. Who was the friend of yours that got you to call in?
Some guy on Twitter. I don't know, friend of mine. I'm like, oh, this guy. All right. Okay. Chris, I think his name is. Yeah. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I'm just not a friend. Not an enemy, but not a friend.
Okay.
But I figured I got nothing to do. You may know my I talk to you as Jim Brockmeyer, my sportscaster character. All right, so this is Jim Brockmeyer now. I got a show on IFC that maybe 7 people watch, and he's a sportscaster. And even though not many people watch the show, it is a tremendously awesome show. It's very highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. And I thought I'd give you some sports takes, if you like, as Jim Brockmeyer. I'm happy to share with you my sports observations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, are you a Mitch Trubisky fan? I mean, we're big Bears guys, and we're worried about our quarterback, Mr. Brockmeyer. So what do you think about Trubisky?
I am not a Trubisky guy. Nobody outside. I got news for you guys. Nobody outside of Chicago is a Trubisky guy.
Nobody in Chicago is a Trubisky guy these days.
No, I think only your general manager is a Trubisky guy. And I don't know how that happened, but, I'm more fascinated by the whole Tom Brady to Tampa Bay thing. If I may. May I deviate?
Sure,
are Chicago fans interested in this? I mean, there are other quarterbacks.
Oh, of course.
Because I believe this is the year that the Buccaneers are coming back. But I don't mean the football team. The actual profession of Buccaneers. I think our economy is approaching a point where being a pirate is becoming a very realistic career choice for many people. And we're months away from Mad Max times and people actually walking the plank. So that's first of all.
So do you believe that the Raiders are back too? Are they in the same group as the Bucs?
That's also very, as a profession, yes. As a football team, no. As a profession, absolutely, yes.
Do we enlist the help of the Patriots to defend all of us from the Buccaneers and the Raiders?
I guess so, if you can still find one who isn't just fighting for his own family, you know, and trying to keep himself alive. I don't understand Tom Brady's decision at this point. I don't. Because I don't know if Florida is the place you want to be when society collapses. People were eating each other's faces down there when the restaurants were still open. You know, I keep hearing commentators wondering if he's got enough gas in the tank to play football. I'm worried the man has enough literal gas in his tank to drive out of Florida when it becomes a lawless hellscape.
I'm with you. I mean, Tom Brady in Tampa, anyone who spent time in Tampa, lovely city, but Tom Brady in Tampa to me just doesn't seem like a great combo.
It does not. You know, even in normal times, even in non-Mad Max times, it seems like a terrible idea. But I'm primarily a baseball announcer. I'm, of course, heartbroken that we don't have baseball at the moment. And I'm a Mets fan. I grew up in Queens, and I can't emphasize this enough, though. People, if I may get serious for a moment, please stay home. If you are a fan of the New York Mets like myself, just pretend it's October and you have absolutely no reason to go out and do anything.
That's perfect. Hey, Jim, one more question that I do have. While you're a Mets fan, I'm a Cubs fan, Waddle's a Reds fan, and all this stuff, one thing that we could unite on is liquor. I mean, so are you drinking right now, and what is your go-to quarantine drink?
Well, no, I'm sober. Jim Brockmeyer got sober a couple of years ago. And so I don't partake. I got sober because my preferred drink was pretty much anything that would go down my throat. I did not I didn't discriminate or discern anything liquid. If it wasn't alcoholic, that didn't matter to me. I would just put anything down my throat. I was rushed to the hospital several times. So that's why I had to retire from that particular endeavor.
Yeah, but, Sylvie, thanks for bringing that up. Jeez.
Sorry. But listen, you can cry. What a nice segue into promotion for my own show. You can binge all three episodes of all three seasons of Brockmire. It's only 8 episodes per season, 22 minutes each. You can knock that out in one quarantine afternoon and watch me get sober right before your very eyes. I'll tell you, I'll make your listeners a challenge. If they watch the first 5 minutes of episode 1, season 1, and they don't laugh, they can stop watching. But check it out, people, please, on Hulu. Thanks a lot.
Hank, you're the best. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Hank.
My pleasure, guys. Stay sane, stay safe, stay healthy.
You too.
As well.
You too.
As well.
Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Hank Azaria calling in. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was fun. That was the Trubisky stuff was fantastic. Can you tell too that I had only watched season 1 of Brockmire and I remember how much he drank?
So yeah, me too. I'm glad you took that one.
I felt terrible.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Well, it's a fit. You know, I want it.
He's
great. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about offending Mr. Brock.
I don't think he took offense because he readily admitted that only 7 people are watching. Even though, like you said, Sylvie, it was a really good show. I remember watching the first season as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And
what a great guy he is.
His fan, the guy who tweeted him, Jeffrey Lukic, I hope I'm saying his last name right, tweeted him and asked him to call in and said that he would donate the steak winnings from Meats by Lynn's to a food pantry to help with the coronavirus.
See, that's the way this is done, guys. I mean, awesome. Just tweet people randomly. They got nothing else to do. And you don't even have to be friends with these people. Tweet them, you know, make it about anything. And a lot of times they'll call and just include the phone number in your tweets, 312-332-3776. So who's that guy again?
Jeffrey Lukic, if I hope I'm saying his name.
So I would think he's in the lead right now. Hank Azaria is a big name.
I would say
all the years on The Simpsons. And
take that, Ides of March.
He leapfrogs Rudy Rudiger.
Yeah, that's true. So you have a couple more hours today, a few more hours today. And, of course, we'll go all the way through Friday. Again, thank you to Meats by Lynn's. As they just mentioned, visit eatangus.com. At eatangus.com, they have a number of high-quality protein packs to choose from, steaks, pork, ground beef, you name it. And the $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse, Chicago's hometown track, but now at clubhawthorne.com. So I will play you the sound. I got good sound from Jay Williams on cruise ships, and then Bauer on baseball stuff. And he sounds more and more like Cutler as every day goes by. It's all coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
So good stuff with Hank Azaria on the biggest name drop. And it's only Tuesday. It's usually a slow burn, and then it works up to a lot of good people calling in. And all we have now is time. And a lot of these actors and actresses and famous people like Hank wanted to do, even in a funny way, is tell people to stay inside. So
yes.
I think that's
it's a good message at this point.
Yeah, stay inside.
It's not a bad message.
Stay inside.
There's more. Empty streets downtown, right? I saw your picture today.
You know, today was a little busier in Ohio today.
Really?
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still, but compared to like the ghost town it was a week ago, I was probably in a group of like 10 cars at that first light, and I still could make it all through that whole string of lights. But
yeah, that's still pretty empty.
Yeah, it's empty. So, and then the lakefront's closed, and they're closing all the parks, and, you know, the weather's going to warm up here in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
So, the key is don't congregate in a busy area. You want to go out for a run around your block where there's no one around you. That's cool. Go outside. Get in the backyard. But don't, like, head to these hot spots that have been heavily populated in the past in Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Because it's where everyone goes. So
amen.
Stay away.
Tonight's game night for the Waddle family.
Oh, what are you guys playing?
I don't know yet, but
we need to do that as a Final Four top games on game night.
Yeah, we dude, every night in the Meller House has been game night.
We were binging Ozark last night and kind of just ignored our children. There are adult children, but they're children. And my wife felt guilty, so she promised my 16-year-old that tonight won't be television binging time. It'll be family game night.
Like, what would so do Trivial Pursuit, Monopoly? What are the big board games?
Scrabble's big.
You guys are big
Scrabble's
players.
Big game. I usually kick everyone's ass because I'm smart. No, that's not true.
We should set odds on that and gamble on Waddle's Scrabble game tonight on Twitter.
Yeah.
Remember last week? What you're nodding no already, Abdallah?
No, I'm saying I gamble on anything right now.
Right. Like, remember, what's his name, Viking Scott? Viking Scott a week and a half ago had that horse race game similar to what Barstool Big Cat's doing. And on a Friday night, he was setting odds. And we were gambling online.
Look, I should have taken the Packers minus -3 against the Bears in the Madden Sim games that have been going on. There was one on Saturday night.
I think that they're going to start playing games, not playing games, but they're going to start showing games on ESPN and NBC Sports, aren't they?
Yeah, the NFL, every team's going to have a rep or something like that.
Well, no, some of the NBA, there's going to be an NBA and they're going to have a tournament of actual players are going to be playing against each other.
Are they going to be doing it on a cruise ship? Will LeBron and Harden all be sitting at a game
banana
console?
They'll be on banana boats.
This is probably the best piece of audio to come out of quarantine brain. This is going to be a thing that we go forward. If you ever hear anyone say something that we may miss, send it to us during this time, because look, these are uncharted waters, no pun intended here, where we're all sitting around, we're deep in thoughts, and sometimes that can get us in trouble. Like Jay Williams, who's a really smart guy, started thinking about when NBA basketball does come back, here's what Adam Silver and that league should do.
You know, you already have Mickey Arison, who is the owner of the Miami Heat, who owns Carnival Cruises. Now, granted, Carnival Cruises has been going through some challenging times as of late with some of the cruise ships and what they've been dealing with. But I think if the NBA, if you are trying to find a way, if this happens in May or June, if we're still not in that great, great place, but maybe we're in a better place, maybe if you can take two of those massive cruise ships and there's testings before everybody goes on the ship, you allow the player and their immediate family, being that wife or their kids, are allowed to go with them. And you have an Eastern Conference cruise ship and you have a Western Conference cruise ship. Obviously, everything is sterilized all the time. You have the media companies that are able to drop their equipment in. You never really go to shore. You stay out on the cruise ships and you build two courts on those cruise ships. Now, I know fans may not be allowed to go, but still, the broadcasting companies could actually broadcast these games. The team members and their family members could be isolated to a degree for that span, if that's 40 days, whatever it may be, and then you're allowed to potentially have these games. The Eastern Conference Finals, you go right into the playoffs. Maybe you give a week for each team to prepare, but you go right into that for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, and then you have the championship game on a cruise ship.
I love it. I absolutely.
No, I mean, where's the cruise ship at? Just out in the middle of the ocean?
He said they don't even go to shore. The boat's rocking.
My point is like
because the boat is rocking.
I mean, why are you going out to sea to do this? Why can't you find like a piece of land in Arizona where there's nobody for 10 square miles or somewhere? You know, find somewhere in the middle of the country. Why are you? Is it because there is places to stay? There's rooms to sleep in on the cruise ship. There's food. I mean,
this is just, and we were talking yesterday with Gene Greco where Van Gundy's doing the game courtside. He's dressed as Captain Stubing. I mean, he's working the Love Boat reference.
I mean, I just don't know why cruise ship.
What's the patch that you have to wear if you get seasick?
Dramamine?
Dramamine. All these players are. Is Dramamine a banned substance in the NBA?
Butler just motioned for a 20-second timeout, and he's puking because he's seasick, everybody.
How long do you have to be on these boats before you get your sea legs?
I mean, seriously, why don't you go somewhere where there's a casino in the middle of nowhere? Like, you have those in Arizona, and if instead of going out at sea, you go somewhere on land somewhere.
Well, you could, every gym in America, in any high school gym or like pro length gym. You know what I mean? You could do it anywhere if you're not putting it in crowds.
Why are we going out to? We're setting.
It feels like one of the last places in the world you would want to be right now is on a cruise ship.
And Miami's one of the hot spots, by the way. Where everything's going on. That's what I mean. I love that, the quarantine brain.
My mom was on a cruise. She got she wasn't stuck at sea, but it took them an extra 7 days to find
no
a port.
No one wanted them in their port.
Yeah, it took them an extra 7 days to find a port that would let them in.
You got the buffet set up. There's LeBron and the cruise buffet. And this is, since it's a Western Conference ship, there's also Westbrook and Harden there together. You got the different tables where nobody's mixing with each other. The Rockets are here. The Lakers are here. Kawhi and the Clippers aren't talking to anybody.
No one will sit with Zach LaVine.
Playing a little shuffleboard between games.
Can I pull the curtain back for a second?
Yeah.
I can watch all the notifications on Twitter to the ESPN account, and there are a few people now that are just tweeting every celebrity.
That's what you should
known
do.
Known to man.
That's what we used to do.
It's so funny. It's just like one after the other of guys tweeting, like Chris Pratt and what's the Deadpool guy's name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Jimmy Fallon. Like all these
like
people.
Like think if there's ever a time to get a celebrity on, it's now, where they could be bored and all they are doing is looking at their Twitter mentions. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I got nothing to do. I might as well call into this, you know, this amateur hour radio show in Chicago.
I just can't wait to pick up the phone. ESPN, hey, man, it's Chris Pratt. What? Okay.
Why?
Let's do this. I loved you in Parks and Rec.
That's the biggest name drop.
Oh, he was great in Parks and Rec.
Yeah. So, all right, coming up, we've got Bob Tewksbury, who is the Cubs mental skills coach. He's a former pitcher. Tell you how he's keeping their lives going. And he could help you getting through all this mentally, too. Nick Foles did a podcast with a former Bears quarterback. So you think this is going to be really, really great gold stuff talking about the Bears. We'll tell you about it in 2 minutes.